No, of course not. I think Donald Trump figured out how to dominate the week before the primary there, or before what they call the caucuses, and has succeeded in doing that. Polls that came out this morning show that it has actually increased his support. This is a calculated ploy, and he's playing it for all it's worth. He may be wrong. It may hurt him in Iowa, but this is not a rant by a scared rabbit.
Tell us a bit more about Donald Trump's policies going into this key period now, because lots of people will, of course, know his theatrics, if that's the way you want to describe it, and also some of the pronouncements he's made, for example, on immigration. But in terms of more detail, what do we have on what a Trump presidency might look like?
I think on taxes, he's probably mainline Republican. He wants to cut taxes, cut corporate taxes, cut government spending. So that's pretty mainline. On immigration from Mexico, where he's promised to build a wall and make them pay. If you consider that a wall is a metaphor for electronic gadgetry as well as concrete, that's pretty much in line with what other candidates are saying. The interesting thing is that his, what you call theatrics, have dominated the media. He has no media advisors until now. He hasn't bought any ads, but he's managed to catapult himself to the lead in at least the nationwide things. But Jeb Bush has spent tens of millions of dollars trying to get heard and can't, and Trump has spent almost nothing and gets heard. So he's easy for the punditry to underestimate. If the establishment could consolidate around one candidate, and that probably would be Marco Rubio, it would be a whole different set of numbers.
And yet, Mr. Rubio isn't necessarily the direct challenger, the biggest challenger to Donald Trump at the moment. Tell me a bit more about Ted Cruz.
Well, Ted Cruz is a senator from Texas. He's very, very conservative. And the reason he seems such a formidable challenger is that the initial challenge is in Iowa. Now, Iowa is older, whiter, more religious than the United States. And Ted Cruz is the darling of the religious right. So the fact that he is Trump's major challenger in Iowa doesn't mean he will do very well, let's say, in New Hampshire.
Same question again, then. Where do you think a Cruz presidency would take us in terms of economic policy?
So he would, I think, because of his libertarian strain, would be, let's call it, quasi-isolationist in foreign policy and very radical on tax policy, very much in favor of consumption taxes rather than income taxes. And that, of course, would hit lower-income and middle-income people harder than it would hit richer people. I guess so you could say he is a true old-line conservative.
And tell us briefly about the other candidates here and what sort of chance they've got to dislodge these front runners.
The other candidates, I think, that you have to think about at the moment are not only those who are entering the Republican race, but that looming over this is now a new challenge, possibly by Mike Bloomberg, who was a three-term Republican governor in New York City, but who may mount an independent candidacy. And he has an estimated fortune of $40 billion, which would make Trump's $4 billion kind of petty cash. So that is roiling the race. He's not in it yet, but he's pretty close to saying yes.